Anti-Capitalism, A Beginner's Guide, written by Simon Tormé and read by Adrian Mulroney. Introduction. Beginning Anti-Capitalism. Those who write about contemporary radical politics, whether mainstream or activist, agree that something new was born at the Seattle protests against the World Trade Organization, WTO, in December 1999. This was a global movement variously termed anti-capitalist, anti-globalization, anti-corporate, anti-neoliberal. Now the movement is often referred to, and refers to itself, in more positive terms, that is, as the Movement for Global Justice, or the Global Justice and Solidarity Movement, being just two examples. All these labels point to the same people, the same groups, the same events and protests, though the proliferation of labels gives an indication of why it is that people are often confused about what it stands for or what it represents. Confusing though the picture may be, this is not to say that there is little to read on the subject. A great deal has already been written about the movement, so much so that it is legitimate to ask why we need yet another book on what must be one of the most written about phenomena of recent years. Why do we need Anti-Capitalism, A Beginner's Guide? What can I hope to add to what is already a mountain of often informed, sometimes entertaining, and just occasionally wearisome writing on the subject? As someone who has been teaching a variety of anti-capitalist subjects for two decades, I have at least attempted to keep up with most things anti-capitalist over the course of that time. This was a fairly straightforward task until 1999. Before then, anti-capitalism meant looking mostly at the ideas and events of the past, sometimes the far-flung past. It also meant keeping abreast of the various activisms and ways in which deeply unfashionable ideas like socialism, anarchism, and Marxism were supposed to be evolving, changing, or adapting to new times. Anti-capitalism was a minority subject, in this case a very minor one compared with my colleagues who have interests in liberalism or conservatism. 1999 changed all that. What we have witnessed since Seattle is an enormous outpouring of analyses, commentaries, manifestos, all to go alongside the huge increase in activist materials, websites, newspapers, and periodicals.